Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We wrap up this season's Images of the Past with a conversation with SDPB contributor and longtime broadcaster Chuck Anderson. He spent a career interviewing people in South Dakota. Some of them were famous, some were regular folks. You can find an archive of Chuck Anderson interviews on our website. Head over to sdpb.org/images of the past, then scroll down the right-hand column there and look for Personalities with Chuck Anderson. Today, we revisit one of South Dakota's favorite Huron residents as we talk with Chuck about his conversation with actress Cheryl Ladd. Chuck Anderson from Huron, welcome back to In the Moment.
Thanks, Lori. It's really a privilege to be with you again. And if possible, to know that there's people out there, I'd like to give you a big hello to some of our listeners from Sioux Falls. That's Sean and Laura. And also some farmers up north of Wessington that are listening to you. They are Larry and Kathy, and they listen to the show, and they're part of your large South Dakota public broadcasting audience, and it was good hearing from them, Lori.
Oh, well, thank you for that, and hello to all those folks and other listeners across the state. And, Chuck, we get to talk about Cheryl Ladd today, who is also from Huron, just
yes,
like you
is.
Are.
Yep. So
give me an idea. The conversation will have some clips here in just a moment, but this is from 1995. Where was she at, do you recall, in her career in 1995 when she sat down and talked with you?
She would have finished Princess Grace and had finished Charlie's Angels, and she was just starting to work on being a coroner in a new show that was coming up in Hawaii. So it was just really difficult to ever get her on the show, but we did.
Yes, and difficult for her to get back to South Dakota as well.
Yes, it was. It used to be easier, like all of our lives, when we aren't that busy. It seems to be easier to get home. Then when you get all tied up, it's tougher.
So tell me, when somebody comes from a town like Huron and goes on to do something in that particularly high-profile way that a Hollywood actor ends up doing, what's the impact of that on a community?
Well, they're very proud of Cheryl. The teachers, I did some interviews with the teachers after I visited with Cheryl, and they were so proud of her, and they said she was such a good student, worked hard, friendly, always willing to take on a task whenever anybody said it. But also the community at large really supported Cheryl, and you're proud of that. When you come from a little town like Huron, you do well, and the people are there backing you up.
Yeah, we're going to hear a couple clips, and let's start out with this one. Most people knew about her work as Princess Grace, and then also about her work on Charlie's Angels. She took on that role and replaced Farrah Fawcett, which was no small task. And here she talks about sort of the challenges of replacing Farrah Fawcett.
It was pretty scary because Farrah was a huge phenomenon. I didn't necessarily want to put myself in a position to have everyone say, oh, well, she's no Farrah Fawcett, you know.
Those were big shoes.
They were very scary times. It was a scary decision on many levels. And
you put it on the line.
See, that we could create a character that was, I said, you know, I wanted to play some comedy. I didn't want to be a perfect and glamorous. If I could do some comedy and be the rookie and make some mistakes and be that kind of character that people kind of root for, the underdog.
That's right.
That would be fun. I thought that I could make that work, and as it turned out, it did work. And Chris Monroe became somebody that people really started to root for.
That's right.
And that was nice, you know. And they accepted me, and didn't compare me so much with Farrell, which was great.
Everybody roots for the kid from South Dakota in some way, right, Chuck?
Yeah, right.
She brought something entirely different to that role. What else? And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with broadcaster Chuck Anderson. You can hear his conversation from 1995 with Cheryl Ladd, the actor from Huron originally. Go online, sdpb.org/images of the past. Look on the right-hand side for the personalities conversations. You'll see Cheryl's picture there. What else do you think that she really brought to her career that's sort of distinctly South Dakotan? Do you think that you can tell, watching her as an actress and talking with her, that this is where she came from?
Yeah, good point, Lori. She demonstrates, both in person and on the film, the South Dakota Ethic of Hard Work. And I really hope this may be my one show of all that I've done over the years. I hope people will listen to it if they have any desire to get ahead. She talks about hard work is the only way it happens. She says she put in 12 and 14-hour days, and then on the time off, she's studying the lines for the next show, and she just worked really hard. She went out to California on a gamble that she could make it, and she worked 7 years before she got her first part. She worked as a babysitter. She did all of the typical things that we think of that actors and actresses have to do to make their way through. She joked, she said, it took me 7 years to be an overnight success.
Let's listen to Cheryl, in her words, talk with Chuck Anderson a little bit about the lengthy process of filming the show Charlie's Angel, where you can hear that work ethic really come out.
I would be up probably at 5 in the morning, leaving for the studio at 5:30, driving down to 20th Century Fox, before the sun was up.
Oh.
So I'd arrive at work as the sun was coming up. And I would probably finish work on any given day 12 to 14 hours later.
Wow.
And drive home and learn my lines for the next day. This went on 5 days a week for 9 months out of each year.
And people think being a star is easy.
Well, the work is very hard because it's an hour drama. People, to do one episode, which is an hour long, it takes 7 days of 12 to 14-hour days for each episode.
Would anyone ever forget their lines?
Oh, sure. Especially about when you're into it about 6 months and you're so tired and you're doing sometimes 10 pages of dialogue a day.
Anybody ever get the giggles when they did something?
So many times. We'd get the church giggles because we would be so tired by the end of any given day. I mean, there were times where we didn't think we were going to get through the scene because we were laughing so hard.
No kidding.
We had a lot of fun.
Did you guys ever do anything really dumb, like we've all done dumb things along the way, like walk into a wall and they had to say cut?
Oh, yeah. Pull a door handle off. Oh, yeah. All of those silly things, doing a toast and we clinked glasses and they broke and... David Doyle mooned us once.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, it was great. There's a picture of the three of us on camera, and he was standing and doing his off-camera lines because they were doing a shot of the three of us. And we were in the middle of the scene, and he just mooned us in the middle of the scene. Well, it took us quite a while to recover from that one.
Were there ever any accidents when you guys were filming?
One time we had to do a scene in which there was a fire, and it got a little out of control. We had to sort of abandon the set until the fire people got it under control. Yeah, some interesting things.
People ever get hurt in that field?
No, they were pretty careful with us. We had some excellent stunt people because they really couldn't afford for any of us to be hurt because we had to film, every day.
And that's funny.
That's good stuff there.
Getting mooned.
I know. I am glad that they don't have a picture. I'm glad that the picture shows the actresses reacting. Let's just put it that way.
That's right.
You asked her some really fun questions. Did you know that all that stuff was sort of lurking stories waiting to be told there?
No. I found over the years, I would prep myself, especially if it was someone important. I didn't want to look like some idiot, some dumb kid from the South Dakota didn't know what he was doing. I would really be prepared, and sure enough, not more than a minute into the interview, we would go off on some other field, which was far more interesting than anything I had written down. And I'll bet the same thing is true with you.
It absolutely is. You remember this conversation with Cheryl Ladd, I'm sure. Are there others throughout your career that really stand out as, those conversations that you're glad that you, the personalities that you were glad to meet or the conversations that really stick with you these years later?
Yes, especially the South Dakotans. Again, because they really work hard at what they do, and they're very professional. One man that I want to, we're going to have a show coming up pretty soon with Kyle Evans, and I'm really proud of this show, Lori, because he died shortly afterwards in a real sad motorcycle accident. It was night, he was coming home from a gig, and he hit a deer. And that was Kyle Evans. He was a country western star. And most people in South Dakota don't realize really how important he was until you hear the show and hear all of the national medals and awards that the guy won. And also his recall of Casey Tibbs, which is very funny.
Wow. I have appreciated, just on a personal note, all these, listening to you, listening to your interviews. I've been able to learn so much from you, and to have these archives on South Dakota Public Broadcasting is a great gift. So I wanted to make sure and say thank you, Chuck, from all of us, for bringing those in.
You're very kind.
Who do you wish you could talk with now? Who would you want to interview today? Who's on your list?
There were several people I just never got around to interviewing. One was a guy that maybe a lot of people won't recognize. His name is Garney Henley. He is from Hayti, South Dakota. They didn't even play football at Hayti, but he was a great basketball star. He goes to South Dakota State, and he had a dyslexia problem on the ability to academically pursue. And Huron got a hold of him here in college, and we worked with him. I was one of the guys actually on one of the classes that he took, worked with him. Garney was an outstanding football player, broke almost every collegiate record in the nation in rushing and passing, and he was outstanding. He was a little too small. He was like 5'11". When Sports Illustrated came to do a story on him his senior year, in the story they say, they saw this thin guy coming down the hall wearing horn-rimmed glasses, and they thought he was the librarian. And they said, could you tell us how we could find Garney Henley? And he says, I'm Garney. Well, after he got his football outfit on that night and proceeded to break more records, Garney was a real favorite. He wasn't big enough, Lori, to make the pro teams in the United States, but Canada took him. Mm. And again, he went to Canada and broke all of the football records up there.
Wow.
I had a chance to interview one of the quarterbacks years later from Canada. We were up there with the SDSU drumline. I was a chaperone, I might have you know. I don't know if I'm tough or not, but I was a chaperone. And I had this pass that got me all over the Grey Bowl. It's kind of like the big time bowls here in the States. And I asked this guy who was the quarterback who would be playing for one of the opposing teams. I said, by any chance, I said, did you know Garney Henley? I went to college with him. And he says, Garney, and he almost dropped to his knees into a prayer position. He says, Garney, I had him as a coach. He says, he's a wonderful man, a wonderful football player, and we think the world of him. He moved back to Huron, and he's right here. And I don't know why I don't run right over there and get an interview with him.
All right, go for it. We'll wait to hear it. Chuck Anderson, thank you so much for your time this season on Images of the Past, and today in particular. It's always nice to hear your voice.
It was fun, and let's keep that program going, Lori.
Absolutely. It's a deal.
Okay.
You can find archives of Chuck Anderson's Personalities Conversation on sdpb.org/images of the past. Look down that right-hand column, and that's where you'll see the interview with Cheryl Ladd and more.